Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. For today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the 1993 Storm of the Century. And for today's podcast, I have a guest, which is...
Kaden, again.
Okay, a little bit of background information about the storm is that the 1993 Storm of the Century was a large storm that formed over the Gulf of Mexico on March 12, 1993. The storm was unique and notable for... Its intensity, massive size, and wide-reaching effects. At its height, the storm stretched from Canada to Honduras. Now on to the Q&A. First question is, what caused the 1993 Storm of the Century? The main results for 1993 Storm of the Century 1993 Storm of the Century during March 11th of 1993, temperature over much of the eastern United States began to drop as an Arctic high pressure system built over the Midwestern United States and the Great Plains.
How much damage did the storm leave? The storm left approximately $2 billion in damage.
Okay. Now on to the third question. What were some affected areas? Some affected areas were Eastern United States, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, Bahamas, and Bermuda. Now on to the fourth question.
How many people died in the storm of the century 1993? More than 270 people in 13 different states died because of the storm. The storm snowfall isolated thousands of people, especially in Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia mountains. Workers rescued over 200 hikers from the North Carolina and Tennessee mountains.
Okay, now for Kaden and my opinion. So, if a storm hit like close to your house, would you like go to a different state or different country?
This is pretty much the same question as your previous podcast. Uh-huh. For hurricanes, but I would pretty much do the same. Mm-hmm. I would move somewhere nicer and do my research before, mm-hmm. like which state or city has like the least severe weather things, and I would move there. And depending on like, how do I explain it? Well, I would move, obviously, but I would also, I would move, oh my god, I would move, but to, like, a safer place, and also, obviously, get, like, a sturdy house, and make sure it's not anywhere near anything, like, oceans, mm-hmm. and beaches, and lakes, and stuff like
that. Another question, would you like to live in a place where it's storms? Or would you like to like live in a place where it's like fires and really hot? You can only choose one.
This one? Okay. Like really cold or really hot?
Yeah.
Fires. I personally would choose the cold. I mean, I love cold weather. So mm-hmm. I feel like it would be pretty easier to get comfortable instead of like being hot all the time. I would be cold, but I can always wear sweaters and be comfortable, and I can be comfortable, like, just, like, at home with, like, maybe, like, a heater on, and honestly, I've never, like, seen snow, or, like, I've never seen snow or, like, touched it or anything.
Yeah, same.
I've honestly heard about it, and people say it's, like, pretty fun to like, play with it and all that, but, like, depending on how severe, I guess, each thing is depending on my answer, but for now, like, depending on, like, what you asked me, mm-hmm. I would choose the snowstorms and all that over fire.
Okay, guys, so that's it for this week's podcast. Next week we might talk about a different topic, so stay tuned. So bye.